You may be seated. This morning, I'm going to be speaking about bearing witness about the Lord Jesus Christ. My message this morning focuses on 1 Peter 3, 15 and 16, in which Peter tells us to make a defense or to give a reason for the hope that is within us to those who ask of that. The world is becoming, in some ways, a more and more hostile place to Christianity, more skeptical about the Christian faith. Let me just give you one example as kind of one example of how our society is becoming more skeptical. Alton Brown is a host of the Food Network. He's a cook. He's also a host. And on one of his cooking shows, he admitted that he was a Christian. And in response to this, someone emailed him this comment. Alton Brown, I hope you have a quick recovery from your mental illness and get back to being the good and amazing cook and host that you are. You get that? The view of this person is that he considered Christianity a mental illness. Mocking Christianity and making disparaging comments about the Christian religion is nothing new. Listen to the several complaints that people in the Roman Empire had about first century Christianity. They said, first of all, that we were engaged in drunken orgies because we drank wine from the chalice during the service of communion. They also accused us of cannibalism because we talked about eating the body of Christ and drinking his blood. They also said that we promoted homosexuality because in our meetings we greeted one another, man to man and woman to woman, with a holy kiss. So there you go. They're involved in drunken orgies, they're involved in cannibalism, and they promote homosexuality. Disparaging comments about the Christian faith are nothing new. The question of our time is, how can we give an answer for the hope that is within us in the 21st century? So this morning I want to go through several steps that we need to do in order to be prepared to give an answer. So, next slide. First of all, we need to be informed. Our text says that we need to be always ready. Always ready to make a defense to everyone who asks to give an account for the hope that is in you. In order to make a defense or give an answer, you have to be prepared. What are the questions that people are asking? We need to be able to give short, understandable reasons for why we believe what we believe. Now, two opposite errors that we need to avoid here in this area. First of all, we can try to defend the Christian faith to those who are not interested about the Christian faith. We may try to answer questions to those who aren't even curious about the Christian faith. Well, 1 Peter 3:15 is talking about a group of people who ask you a reason for the hope. So first of all, we don't need to make a defense to those who are not asking or those who are not interested. Otherwise, we're beating our heads against a wall. Our text assumes that there is some interest and curiosity on the part of the unbeliever who asks what Christianity is all about. If they have no interest, we may be trying in vain to convince somebody who is unconvincible. The opposite error is to assume that all of your non-Christian friends are not interested, and therefore you don't bring up the subject of your faith because you say to yourself, they're not interested anyway. What's the use? That's like saying, here's a great field, and none of this soil is ready to receive seeds, so what's even the use of throwing out some seeds because it's not going to grow anyway? And I think Peter's response and our response needs to be, how do you know unless you throw out some seeds? Or in a fisherman's analogy, how do you know there's nothing biting unless you get your line in the water? You got to make an effort. You can't know ahead of time whether someone's interested or not, or how they respond to your answer to their question. So we need to repent of our own lack of evangelistic interest. We answer people's questions and bring up our Christian faith out of obedience to Christ and love for our neighbor's well-being. And it's also not good enough to say your pastor will be able to answer the questions that your friends have. It's unlikely that I will be there at that time that the question comes up. It's far more powerful when an average Christian speaks boldly and knowledgeably about his or her Christian faith. In order to bear witness to our Christian faith, though, we need to be ready and informed about our faith. To answer the following questions, from what have you been saved? What is this whole language about saved anyway? Saved from what? Well, we have been saved from God's judgment and given new life in Christ, the forgiveness of our sins. The good news of God's love and forgiveness begins with the bad news of the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you have to be informed to know what the basic gospel message is. And it has to include both the bad news of our sin and the good news of God's love and forgiveness. Another question that we need to be able to answer is, to what purpose have I been saved? We've been saved to do good works. We've been set free from the wages of sin and death, that we may each day by day die to sin and live for righteousness. That's the reason why we've been saved, to glorify God and to bring forth good works in all aspects of our lives. I've been liberated and you have been liberated from the power of sin, that each and every day we die to sin and live for righteousness, which is what Romans 6, 4 through 7 tells us. We know that God so loves us that he sent his Son to die on the cross that we might have eternal life with God. And when Peter speaks about the hope that is in you, he's talking about the hope which comes from this good news of the gospel, that we have the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins, since God was willing to send his Son to die for us. Let us review then these precious promises from God's word. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the good news that we need to remind ourselves each day. Yes, today we have might already have blown it by 11, 12 in the morning. We may have sinned before we got out of bed. And yet God's grace is for us just as fresh today as it was when we first believed. God's promise is to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we believe in him and repent of our sins. 1 John 5:13 says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. So the hope we have is a certain hope. Notice John says that you may know you have eternal life. Not I think so, or I hope so, or I wish one day I'll be good enough to enter heaven. No, John says that we may know, K-N-O-W, know that we have eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, who is the divine Son of God. We also have the assurance of final and full redemption of our souls as well as our bodies, which includes the resurrection of our bodies at the last day. The hope of eternal life with God is based on the work of Jesus Christ for you and the promise of God, who is perfectly trustworthy. So we need to be informed in order to give an answer. Secondly, we need to be prepared to respond in love and not anger. Alton Brown got an incredible insult there. I hope you get over your mental illness soon. No matter what somebody's question is, we need to respond with gentleness and reverence. And let's just be totally clear, after you've been insulted, how hard it is to respond with gentleness. We need to treat all people with dignity and respect because every human being is made in the image of God. Before we give a verbal witness about the Christian faith, which is necessary for people to believe in order to be saved, we need to plant the seeds of consistent gospel living. And so we not only need to be prepared to give an answer, we need to be prepared to give an answer with gentleness. And so the witness of gentleness and respect is all so important for those seeds to grow and to sprout. Our witness must be both of what we say and how we live it. So Peter emphasizes a reason for the hope that is in us, but doing so with gentleness and reverence. We witness of our faith with gentleness, knowing that we too were once blind to God's goodness and love. We bear witness to our faith in Christ with reverence, realizing that God is with us as we bear witness. Be not afraid. It is the good news that we share. It's Christ's good news. It is not up to us to bring someone to faith in Christ. Therefore, do not be discouraged if their immediate reaction is not so warm. We plant seeds, we water seeds, but God makes the seeds grow in His time. Come to others as the chief of sinners. Remember Jesus Christ's love for all of us. Be patient. Remember God's patience with the world. Remember God's patience with you. And so we give an answer with gentleness, respect, and reverence. Third, as the family of God, we need to encourage one another and gain encouragement from one another in the Word of God. So in order to give an answer with gentleness and respect, we need to be with each other and on the Lord's day, and we need to gain and give encouragement to one another. Satan will try to discourage you from being a Christian and speaking about your faith. The world will certainly try to discourage you, and your own heart and mind will seek to discourage you. Our great enemies are the world, the flesh, and the devil, who will have a joint effort of trying to discourage you from sharing your faith in Christ. Other Christians need encouragement from you. We all need encouragement from one another in the Word of God. We need to be in the Word of God, reading God's Word in order to be encouraged by it. So whether we're giving encouragement or receiving encouragement, we need to realize we do both, and both ultimately come from the Word of God. Last of all, we need to pray. We need to be active in seeking the face of God in prayer. Our evangelistic efforts to reach somebody with the gospel is part of the work. But part of the foundation of reaching somebody for Christ is not only making an effort to tell that person and live Christ before that person, it also means praying for that person specifically. We are far too weak to take on our own enemies of the world, the flesh, and the devil. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for one another to give a good Christian witness. You need to pray for me as your pastor and pray for the leaders of our congregation, for vestry and parish council and other church leaders. Pray for us to remain strong in our faith in the Lord. Pray for those who mock Christianity or are indifferent, calloused, and cold to the Christian gospel. So in review, to be prepared to give a reason for the hope that we have in Christ, we need to be informed. We need to respond in love, not anger. We need to both encourage one another and gain encouragement from one another in the Word. And we need to pray. Those are the steps that we need to be committed to take and to do and reflect on to give a reason for the hope that is in Christ. Let us pray.